Today, inflation is forcing older persons out of retirement. A special day for the Puerto Rican community in Western Mass. And the Springfield Museum celebrate Earth Day and Jordan Goodman.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
It is the 13th of April, 2022. It happens to be Wednesday, and today our program features America's Money Answers Man, Jordan Goodman. And Jordan will offer an overview of present-day inflation and where it is headed. First, your forecast. Sun and clouds and spot showers are possible for today. The high between 66 and a highly desirable 70 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, patchy fog, lows 48 to 54. Warmer night ahead of us. Skyrocketing prices on essentials are forcing some older Americans out of retirement as U.S. inflation continues to hit new highs. In just the past 6 months, about 480,000 adults over 55 began looking for a job. This comes from the Wall Street Journal, and that's compared to the 180,000 adults looking in the 6 months prior to the pandemic. This increase is credited in part to the outsized impact inflation is having on the ability of people to retire. In Springfield, the Diocese of Springfield's annual Catholic Appeal Grant Program has awarded Mercy Medical Center $16,000 to help address underserved patients, social influencers of health, including food insecurity and lack of stable housing. Very happy to report this. With diocesan support, Mercy has established a social care support fund to meet the needs of patients in its health care for the homeless program and other vulnerable patients, especially those who are eligible for both Medicaid and Medicare. Now, for nearly three decades, Mercy's Health Care for the Homeless program has worked to identify homeless people living in Western Mass, assess their needs, deliver health and social services, and overall evaluate the impact of those services. Springfield, in coordination with Executive Director of the Bilingual Veterans Outreach Centers of Massachusetts, Incorporated, Gumercindo Gomez, will join for Springfield's second annual flag-raising ceremony to acknowledge and honor National Borrachineers Day in the city of Springfield. In 2021, Congress declared that April 13th will be designated as National Borrachineers Day, which will recognize the bravery, service, and sacrifice of the 65th Infantry Regiment, a U.S. Army unit that consisted mostly of soldiers from Puerto Rico. April 13 marks the day that members of the Borrachineers received the Congressional Gold Medal in 2016, and I sincerely hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, and my apologies if I'm not. America's Money Answers Man Jordan Goodman is next, but first, the Springfield Museums announced Earth Day Festival Sunday the 24th. This is from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The national celebration of clean air, land, and water, featuring tons of free, hands-on, environmentally focused activities on the quadrangle green. Now, in the case of inclement weather, the festival will be moved into the Springfield Science Museum, free and open to the public. The Springfield Museum's Earth Day Festival, offering a wide array of environmental education exhibits, programs, and activities, visitors will learn how they can become better environmental stewards, both locally and globally, and how to promote conservation through everyday actions. Now, in addition to the activity stations on the quadrangle green, visitors will have an opportunity to listen to the popular band Boys of the Landfill. Well, there's a lot to chew on right now with America's Money Answers Man, Jordan Goodman, and we're very pleased, we always are, to have him exclusively with us in Western Mass on Pioneer Valley Radio. We have a war in Ukraine. We have unprecedented inflation as a result, and craziness worldwide, but it all has an impact right down to your wallet and your pocketbook here in Western Mass. Jordan, welcome back to Pioneer Valley Radio.
Great to be with you, Brad.
I'll start you off. I'll light the fuse here. It's my understanding that we're about to get some really bad, another jolt of inflationary news, and you can already see the Biden White House poised to deflect it and relate it almost entirely to Putin, Russia, and oil. Let's start there.
So we got the numbers, 8.5% inflation in March, annual rate, which is the highest in 41 years. And oil is part of it, but food is part of it. It's pretty much across the board. It's rents, it's airfares, it's clothing, it's all kinds of things. So it is not just Putin inflation. I mean, it was already going before all this, mm-hmm. and the war with Russia invading Ukraine certainly put accelerant on the fire, but the fire was already burning before this. Mm-hmm. Russia produces about 4.5 million barrels of oil a day, and we are now sanctioning that. Europe is not in a position to sanction their oil because they don't have another supply of it. So for the moment, they're continuing to do it. But there's a worldwide shortage of oil. Oil's up to about $100 a barrel, and you're seeing it at the pump, $4.50, something like that, a gallon. I think in the next 3 months, we could be up to $6 a gallon mm-hmm. Because of the shortage out there. And so that's it, not only directly, but indirectly, all the cost of transportation, whether it's an Uber or you're going to get a surcharge on your FedEx bill or UPS. When you go to the grocery store, you're not only buying food, but you're buying the transportation to get the food there. Mm-hmm. So it's going to ripple. It is rippling through the economy right now. And that's why inflation at 8.5%. I think it's going to go to 10% by the end of the year.
So you don't see any stoppage of it, do you?
No, the fundamental reasons why we have inflation, certainly commodity prices is part of it, but also the labor shortage. We have about 11 million unfilled jobs. And so employers have to raise wages to attract people off the couch. Mm-hmm. And so then they have to pay those higher wages, they have to charge higher prices. So there's a wage push inflation as part of this. The amount of money the Federal Reserve has printed the last few years, their balance sheet is up to $9 trillion. It was about $1 trillion in 2008. So they've printed $8 trillion out of thin air. That's inflationary. The government has been spending trillions of dollars, over $5 trillion, when you count all the relief aid for COVID and everything else. That's inflationary. So there's just a lot of reasons why inflation is going up. It's not just Putin by any means.
And yet here in Massachusetts, gas prices at the pump, for whatever reason, just dropped 2 weeks in a row and this week down a dime. But I don't think that is indicative of any national trend that's going to continue. I think it's just an aberration.
These are the good old days, so enjoy them, okay? Because it's going to go up a lot more from here.
There's really nothing much people can do.
Drive less, which is what people are doing. And I think it's changing behavior. On the margin, people may go for shorter vacations. They may work from home instead of going to the office. Mm-hmm. They may say, well, is this trip really worth it, or can I kind of bundle things and do one trip? And as the price goes higher, it changes behavior even more. So it's just starting. I mean, at $4 roughly a gallon, it's painful, but not that bad. Yeah. But if you're getting up to $6 and $7 a gallon, mm-hmm. I think you're going to see a lot of pain, a lot of changing of behaviors. I think it's got political consequences, too, in the midterms.
I've forgotten what the exact number is, but the White House has released our domestic emergency supplies of oil. I think 1 million barrels were released. Is that having any impact?
It's 180 million barrels, basically 1 million barrels a day for 180 days. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit, but not too much. I mean, it's the fundamental reason why oil prices are up is we have not been drilling very much in America. We made it politically incorrect to drill and environmentally incorrect. And you don't just turn on the spigot. It takes a while to do these things. Yeah. In the previous administration, we were energy independent. You can like them, you can not like them, but that's just a fact. And we are not energy independent anymore. Biden is going to our good buddies, Iran and Venezuela, say, can we please get some of your oil? Mm-hmm. This is not a good situation to be in. So this is what I would call a self-inflicted wound.
Are you seeing any other impact in our domestic economy other than oil for the continuation of the Ukraine war?
Well, clearly food is major because Ukraine is a major supplier of wheat and other grains and fertilizer. Both Russia and Ukraine are major producers of fertilizer. Mm-hmm. And so literally this is going to be creating a food shortage worldwide because we're not going to get the fertilizer. Right now is the planting season and fertilizer prices have soared and are in short supply. So that's going to ripple its way through the economy. And so you're already seeing it, but higher prices for all kinds of grains and chicken and everything that is in the food area is going up because of the Ukraine war.
At what point does this put a stranglehold on the lower economic classes to the point where they can't even feed their families?
It's already starting to happen. I mean, it costs you $100 to fill up a gas, at a gas station. A lot of people just can't afford that. Mm-hmm. What they do is they've got to take the money from discretionary items and put it into mandatory items like gasoline and food. So it takes away from people going out to restaurants or mm-hmm. vacations or gambling or other kinds of things that are not exactly necessary. So that's what happens, is that people have to shift their resources to the most urgent, mandatory kinds of things.
And it may be that kind of attrition may help your family and your home, but it's going to put a dent in those businesses that you mentioned. Those are important American businesses, not so much casinos, but restaurants.
Absolutely, and travel, the whole travel business as well. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, because of this inflation, the Federal Reserve has raised rates once by a quarter point in March. They're going to raise again in May, probably half a point. They've got six more meetings this year. They're going to probably raise rates six more times. So the interest rates you pay on credit cards and mortgages and student loans and everything tied to the prime rate is going to continue to go up. Mm-hmm. Housing prices continue to go up. And with mortgage rates now over 5%, it's making it much more expensive. And the affordability of homes is going down, because people just can't afford these higher prices and higher mortgage rates.
People staying in their homes, or are they trying to actually sell their homes?
There's a shortage of homes for sale in most parts. So there's more buyers than there are sellers. And a lot of the people that are buying with all cash. But there's a lot of people that are being priced out right now who would like to be able to buy, but don't have the down payment for these higher prices and can't afford the mortgages or qualify for the mortgages at these higher rates.
Simply put, Jordan, in every direction you look in, we're in a mess right now. But where is the opportunity, or is there any, for people to be a little smarter?
Well, I mean, the stock market's been doing okay. Interest rates rising is hurting bonds. Bond yields have gone up dramatically. The 10-year Treasury is now about 2.6%. A year ago, it would have been about 1.4%. Bonds interest rates have gone up a lot. So I don't think bonds is a particularly good place mm-hmm. to put your money. But there's sectors of the economy. I'll just give you one example, cybersecurity, like Palo Alto Software, CrowdStrike, companies like that. The Russians are constantly pecking away at all of our companies to try to infect them with ransomware and various kinds of hacks. So there are two companies that are going to thrive based on all the hacking from Russia, if that makes you feel better.
Oh, yeah, much. All right, Jordan, I think that we've pretty well covered it. I want to remind everybody that there's a ton of financial information for you that you can find very specifically on Jordan's website, which is moneyanswers.com. And historically, Jordan has also been very good about speaking and responding directly to folks in Western Mass who have questions they'd like to put to him, and you can communicate with him through moneyanswers.com. So there it is, Jordan.
It's an interesting world. You make it very interesting every time, Brett.
It's getting cheaper at this point, not to buy food, but to eat money. That's where we're at right now, Jordan. So you take care of yourself. We'll talk to you soon.
Very good. Thank you, Brad.
With much appreciation to Jordan Goodman's continued exclusive appearances in Western Mass on Pioneer Valley Radio, I thank you for being with us on our program today. And our next new show coming your way tomorrow, Thursday, and available to you throughout the day and night on demand here at Pioneer Valley Radio, the voice of Western Mass events. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.